Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jessica from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and you're listening to Soundcheck from WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Like lots of bands, the group Quilt coalesced around a couple of art school kids who started making music. Unlike a lot of those bands, though, Quilt didn't just become an imitation of its influences. You can certainly hear bits of Rock and Roll 101, but Quilt knits together its many voices and creates something very much of its own place and time. I'm happy to welcome the band back to the Soundcheck studio today, and they're going to start us off with not one, but two songs from the new album called Plaza. Here is Quilt, live on Soundcheck.
Isn't the way you cut through? Isn't the thing that we Send me the notes. I've been walking silently through the ghosts of what we've known. They only showed us the sad sides of our start without the growth. Oh, oh, oh.
The band is Quilt, live on Soundcheck, and a song called Elliot Street, and before that, a tune called Roller. Both are from the newest album by Quilt, and that record called Plaza is out now. Let me introduce you to the members of the band, reintroduce you. It's great to have them back here in the Soundcheck studio. Anna Rashinsky on guitar and vocals. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Shane Butler, also on guitar and vocals.
Hello.
Behind our drum kit is John Andrews, also contributing some vocals. Kevin Leroux playing bass and doing some vocals. And June West, who has not joined us before but is now with the band, on keyboards. And so, Shane, is it as simple as whoever wrote the song is the lead singer? Is it kind of a Beatles thing where, you know, usually if John's singing lead, it was a John song, etc.?
That's how this album seems to be, yeah.
Is it, has it not been that way before?
We've done a lot of different approaches. Even on this one, there are a few songs where they were kind of like scrapped together from a bunch of songs, and then whoever had the melody line kind of sang it. Or you know, you can kind of feel out whose voice is going to be best for what certain types of songs.
Right.
Because we all have different ranges and different styles of singing. So. Mm-hmm.
And so, Anna, were a lot of these songs kind of kicking around for a while? I mean, are you sort of mining, you know, the old drawer full of ideas?
I did a little bit of that. It was a combination of both. I had a few songs kicking around, and I also wrote new stuff, like Passersby and Your Island are songs from, I would say, up to four or five years ago. Your Island probably about 3 years ago. And then Roller was written like maybe 3 weeks before we went in the studio.
Yeah. Now, 5 years ago, you know, Quilt was just getting started. So when you go back that far, you know, you're kind of looking to the Big Bang, you know?
Yeah. Like, I mean, Passersby was like written, I would say, even before our first record came out, probably. Yeah. So
what is that like? Do you look at that and think, who wrote this? You know? Or do you recognize?
I like it because I recognize my younger self in that song, but in a good way. And I still relate to, you know, that song enough that I was down to record it with everyone and make it more awesome and add lots of different sounds and arrangements in it.
Well, this album really, you know, the arrangements here can be quite almost orchestral, you know, the layering of guitars, and there are strings on the record on several of the tracks. It really is kind of cinematic in spots.
And nice.
You guys, you've played to film, right? Didn't you do a record release party with a film going?
Yeah, we just did one. We've done it a few times, and then we just kind of been putting together a new one for this tour.
I just stayed up till 2 in the morning editing our projections for the rest of the tour.
Mm-hmm. So, John, you're the filmmaker in the band?
We all make some stuff, but yeah, I'm putting together the projections, yeah.
Okay.
They should be cool. I'm really excited to show them.
So you're not playing to, like, a Charlie Chaplin film or something like that.
We came close, though, because at the MFA, the Museum of Fine Arts, where we had our Boston release show, we had to show something in the public domain. So we're looking through all these, like, cool yet not entirely appropriate films.
Gumby.
Gumby would have been
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
But, Plan 9 from Outer Space would have been sweet. But, yeah, we didn't
not
want it to be too
narrative.
Not
public domain, though, right?
I think that one is public domain.
Really?
It is.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Bad enough that no one bothered to renew copyright on it.
They're
or copyrighted in the first place.
No.
But, you know, that's become a big thing, these bands touring around with some of these old silent films, you know, Keaton and Chaplin, and even the older ones, because it's free, you know, it's in public domain. It's an interesting thing to do. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you about the title Plaza, because, I mean, literally, plaza means place. So is place kind of an important idea behind a lot of this record?
I think so, for sure. I know, I mean, speaking personally, like a lot of the songs were written in different places, and then they kind of come together on the record and come together through us kind of sharing the experiences of those experiences and places. And but Plaza was something that was floating around Anna's head. And then she said it out loud. She's like, oh, Plaza. And as soon as she said it, I was just like, we were in Atlanta when she brought it up to me. I was just like, yes, like, absolutely. And after she said that, there was nothing else, at least for me personally, that I could associate with the album. It was kind of the same thing that happened with the album art. Like, as soon as we saw the album art, it was just like, oh, my God, that's it. And it just kind of fell together that way. So
the album art is it's very kind of simple and spare. I mean, it's like two chairs in a room, there's a window, and, you know, it looks almost like something that a seventh grader might have done, almost. But, you know, it's actually...
There's a lot going on in it.
Yeah, yeah. So where did you find that? Was that done specifically for the record?
No, I had it saved in my phone as a screenshot I had seen on Instagram. And I just had, because I screenshot random images all the time, constantly, and I have folders and folders of things on my computer desktop, just weird pictures. So I had that, and I just showed it to everyone one day and said, should we use this if we can? And everyone was into it. So It was done by an artist named Ken Price, who has since passed away. Mm. It was painted in 92, and we had to get permission from his family to use it. And it was just a lucky thing that we were able to. Yeah.
Yeah, very thankful.
One of the things about this image, and, you know, while I don't talk a lot about cover art on the show, in this case it seems to be sort of germane to the songs, is that you can't identify the place or, maybe more important, the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that seems to be something you guys, that sense of what time period is this music from? You know, you guys play with that a lot and have done throughout the course of this band.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I really love about the cover, and it's also kind of this weird contrast. You have this Baroque chair kind of in this empty room and has cages on these windows. And it's locked out from what is like, it looked kind of like L.A., like very commercialized L.A., like mainstream L.A., and this kind of contrast between these two things, and you can't tell whether the locks or like the window is locked in from outside or the inside is locked in like that way.
So
it's a really interesting play. But.
Yeah. Anna, this next song you're going to do, Hissing My Plea, has a string arrangement that has a kind of exotic modal quality.
Yeah.
What were you thinking of there?
Oh, I had been talking to my good friend Simon Haynes about it, and we knew Hissing My Plea and Elliott Street were going to have strings, so for Hissing My Plea, I was talking to him about Jean-Claude Vanier, this arranger, mostly worked in the 60s and 70s on films, and he also did string arrangements for Serge Gainsbourg, and this one album, Histoire de Melody Nelson, was the one that we had been talking about, and that's where the inspiration came from for the way these particular strings sound.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, eager to see how you do this live. Let's hear another performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The band is Quilt. The album is called Plaza, and this song is called Hissing My Plea.
This one's for Irene.
You'll be hissing my plea, and my suit up in your
The band Quilt, live on Soundcheck with a version of their song Hissing My Plea, which appears on their latest album called Plaza, which is out now. Anna, that funk sound, it's kind of a different thing for this band, it seems.
Yeah.
Did that grow? Was that, I mean, you talked before about how some of these songs were like older bits and pieces. Was this always a funk song, or did you kind of...
No, this... this was definitely patched together from many things. I was playing that one chord, that ninth chord, as this sort of like slow, pastoral, gentle, witchy folk thing, being like, you know, writing these melodies around it in my mom's kitchen. And then I brought it in and was like, okay, here's this thing. And we just started playing it together, and it ended up sounding like this. And then the bridge was this other old song I had that was kind of like this cat power sounding thing, and we kind of threw it in there and made it work somehow.
Wow. Going from pastoral guitar to funk, that's kind of a journey.
That was a journey.
Yeah.
It was a very quick journey.
Going from one musical place to another. Shane, the last time you guys were here on Soundcheck, we got to talking about some of the sort of avant-garde musical influences, the early minimalist composers like Lamont Young and Terry Riley. And, you know, one of the things that those guys were really into was tuning, you know, and alternate forms of tuning.
Yeah.
Do you guys do any kind of
Actually, the next song we're going to play is played in an alternate tuning.
Yeah. How so? Are you retune the guitar? Or?
Yeah, yeah. So retune the guitar. I mean, kind of a lot of my guitar idols are people like John Fahey and things like that. So people who spend a lot of time in Sonic Youth, you know, spend all the time kind of detuning and doing a lot.
Right. And, of course, with Sonic Youth, they actually do get away from sort of standard 12-note, temperament. When you talk about tuning, you're still the 12 notes, but they're just different places on the guitar, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you take away from, you know, that world, that kind of avant-garde world that, you know, that you bring to Quilt, if anything?
Well, I think that when we go into the studio, just thinking, I mean, even all the arrangements and everything, it's like they spend so much time thinking about just the ways that different frequencies hit you. So we spent a lot of time in the studio kind of getting the perfect guitar sound, getting the perfect bass sound. We were in the studio for a long time for this record, and a lot of it was just kind of getting things to sound right, you know? So it's an attention to detail that's really beautiful to me. And also, I don't know, they were thinking about music conceptually, and for me, even though we're playing in a pop band, you know, I think about it conceptually. I have, you know, that's something that I like to do, and yeah.
So, and you have two guitars in the same band, so orchestration, making sure those things have a way of finding their own niche in the sound, that's something that, you know, a composer with a capital C is very, very concerned with usually. So the song you are going to do next, this is Padova, which is, that's the Italian name for Padua, isn't it?
I think there's a conflict in... We're trying to figure out whether it is Padova or Padua.
It's Padova. I was there this summer and I asked.
They say Padova.
Yeah.
So Padova.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you write this in that Italian city?
Yeah, we played a show in this really beautiful building that had a bunch of horses in it. And I was just wandering around.
That would be a stable.
Yeah. well, it was... oh, God. It was like this big, it was a big residential building that also attached to it was a stable.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we had a sound check, and then I was walking around and found an old guitar in this room, and it was totally like in the crappiest shape, and I had to detune it and put it into something that sounded okay. It was missing strings, and when I did it, the song just kind of plopped out.
The song is called Padova. The band is Quilt. They are playing tonight here in New York at Baby's All Right, sold-out show. They will be back here in New York June 23rd to play at the Bowery Ballroom. But today, they're playing for us here on Soundcheck. This is Quilt. Thank you.
about this whole town. You die so often since you first know how. Another day, another name you'll take. Ain't it funny how we make mistakes?
Band is Quilt. It's been just over 2 years since you were last here, right after just before the release of the second record. It's great to have you back. Thank you so much for playing for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck. That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.